Morning, Mark.
Morning, John.
Coffee time. So today, we're going to discuss very briefly what opportunities are there for families during lockdown. How can we make the best of lockdown for our families? So we're going to knock that around a little bit. This relates both to pastors and pastors teaching their flocks in some respects. So first of all, in particular, what's been on my mind very much is this whole idea of the relationship between pastor and wife, because so often in our job, I come across situations where things are not quite as they should be. I mean, in normal times, things are not quite as they should be between the pastor and the wife. The pastor's getting on with his ministry and the wife is kind of slipstream and she's doing her best. And sometimes there are tensions. And I've just been thinking that really, if we're not out so often in the evenings or something like that as pastors during lockdown, this really is a time to strengthen and perhaps even, being honest, to repair some ministry marriages, to spend some time together. Do you want to say a little bit about that, and then I'll come back?
I think that's a really good opportunity. I think the thing we have to remember first of all is we are not professional ministers primarily. We are men and we're husbands and wives together. Our identity is back in the Garden of Eden, not in the call to the ministry. So let's get that straight. It's an identity thing.
That's right. And then, one of the things that always challenges me and I've found helpful is when in Ephesians 5, talking about husbands and wives, there's that bit where we're meant to parallel the Lord Jesus. And it says there as to the husbands, well, it says of the Lord Jesus that he will present her, the church, to himself as a radiant bride without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, holy and blameless. And you get the impression there the Lord is kind of nurturing the church and bringing her to full radiance, to bringing out the full potential in her. And I feel that that's, something gets lost, that, we as pastors in particular, we're getting on with this ministry, but are we nurturing our wives and bringing them to their full potential, and also for them to think, being a pastor's wife is a great thing. So just this time to repair and strengthen. What about, how do you do that practically? You've got some ideas on what you do practically to do that.
Well, you've got to be her best friend for a start. She might be missing her friends. She may not have many friends. Church can be quite a lonely place for pastor's wives. She might be missing her mum and dad if they're a distance or anything like that. So her little world has shrunk to some extent. Now, you've got to make that up to her if you're a pastor and a husband. You've got to be her best friend. You've got to give her some treats. You've got to make her feel special at times. And I think really you've got to see this providential interruption as a good time to, as you said earlier on, to take stock and to look at what our real priorities are. Because the ministry is a strange profession, business, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a funny world.
It is. And you two have a date night, don't you?
Yeah, we try to. We have a special meal once a week. Even in lockdown, we get something a bit different. We get a bottle of wine in and we dress up. Well, we don't dress up wildly extravagantly, but we come out of our sort of day-to-day digging the garden stuff and so on, Yeah, make it special once a week. Have a film.
You win one another again. That's the idea. That's great.
Indeed.
There's another area. Obviously, during lockdown, people are not coming to church. And I think I've heard some pastors say, and I think this is a good thing, that they've been trying to get the men of the church to renew their taking responsibility spiritually for their families. Mm. Here they are. Head of the house, a Christ-like servant head of the house. That's what they should be, not a dominant person in that sense. But they feel that many men have kind of, slacked off. They just kind of, leave the spiritual side of their children and even their perhaps their wives, but the spiritual side of the children to the Sunday school, instead of saying, come on, you know, and really bringing something, you know, taking the lead spiritually in the home, because we can't be at church. And, well, even so, they should be. Do you want to speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I think modern culture gives them that excuse to some extent, and to some extent, understandably, the guy who's commuting 7 or 8 in the morning, get back 7 at night, is dog tired, he doesn't feel like getting the Bible out necessarily and doing a sort of study with his family or praying with them much. He should, but we're realists, aren't we? We know. But if you get into good habits when you have got the time, it's harder to lose them afterwards, you know. If you actually begin to enjoy doing something like that together, because I mean, the Bible is the Word of God. It's the best book in the universe. There's so much stuff which demands our attention, especially with these laptops, tablets, and computers and stuff. But the Word of God is eternally profound and wonderful. So let's give it a go, you know.
And also just praying together as a family, that's around the breakfast table or whatever, perhaps you've got time to do that. And when the Lord answers those prayers, you know, that really comes across to the children, this is not just something to do. The Lord is there. He's actually dealing with us. And I think that's a great opportunity. We've got to stop, I think, pretty quickly. But just to say, just what about the whole business of teenagers at home? It's a difficult time. Yeah. What do you want to say about that?
Well, I think we forget, parents quickly forget how the teenage years are years of, well, they're kind of tension, aren't they? They're years when they're developing rapidly. They've got very, very fixed and narrow political views, largely to do with the way their parents run the house and all that kind of thing. They keep different hours. They've got different levels of testosterone and all the rest of it. Let's cut them some slack. I do think you've got to be very, very positive with them and try to keep them on side and don't let them just hide in their bedrooms 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, I've come across some of them, you know, have just been, you know, they've been coming up to A-levels, exams, and suddenly that's all gone. And it's kind of left them quite disoriented because they're all getting very geared up for that. And then suddenly it's not there anymore.
So, yeah. And the kick around in the park, even. They can't go out with their mates.
Yeah.
Or just hanging out, as they call it.
So cut them some slack, eh?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, my friend. Good to see you.
Good to see you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.